Good day. This is Michael DeRosa, and I want to talk about idolatry, and my text will be from 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 14 and 15. But the Israelites would not listen. They were as stubborn as their ancestors who had refused to believe in the Lord their God. They rejected his decrees and the covenant he made with them, and they despised all his warnings. They worshipped worthless idols, so they became worthless themselves. They followed the example of the nations around them, disobeying the Lord's command not to imitate them. Now, idols are anything that captures our attentions and our affections from keeping God first place, and therefore, idols can be created from things like a hobby, a work project, a job, and even a relationship. So, regardless of how much we value something or how helpful that person is, when we allow that to become a key pivotal point in our life where it pulls us from time with God, it then has turned into an idol, a worthless pursuit, and our lives are void of meaning. So here's a thought. If you're not finding any meaning in life, if you're confused about your purpose, then there's an idol in your life that needs to be reckoned with.